AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's not that different from you reaching your credit card limit. The government is expected to reach its debt limit today of $31.4 trillion. As the clock ticks for Congress to agree on a solution, correspondent Scott McFarland says the Treasury Department will apply a Band-Aid.
They'll stop making payments on some things it can pause payments on. Retiree benefits, pensions, some security reinvestments, things that it'll make good on later but can pause for now without any damage. That buys Congress time.
A standoff could affect Social Security, 401ks, and delay tax returns. The president travels to the West Coast today to witness the devastation from deadly weather. Correspondent Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
As President Biden gets ready to see some of the damage firsthand, California is beginning the slow process of drying out. The rain has pretty much stopped, but many areas, especially the foothills, are still very wet. Mudslides remain a real concern. Numerous rivers, streams, and creeks are still above normal levels, and some roads are clogged with debris and other remnants of the storms.
A massive winter storm is making its way across the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes and Northeast right now. CBS's Jared Hill.
Denver is digging out from the biggest January snowstorm in more than three decades. It dropped about a foot of snow the last couple of days. More than 1,000 flights at Denver International Airport have been delayed or canceled.
The search is on for five inmates who escaped from a jail in Farmington, Missouri, Tuesday night. Officials say they hopped in a car in a secured parking lot, stripped off their orange jumpsuits, and made their getaway. David Sparks lives nearby.
Being this close to the correction facility, we didn't really expect that. And to find out there was five instead of maybe just one. So that was a bit of a shock.
All of them were being held on felony charges. Three are known sex offenders. The Santa Fe, New Mexico district attorney is expected to announce today whether charges will be brought in the deadly shooting on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust in 2021. Baldwin was holding the gun that went off, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director. A surprise announcement from New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She says she's resigning next month.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple.
The 37-year-old, elected in 2017, says it's finally time to marry her partner, Clark Gayford, and be there for their 4-year-old daughter, Neve, when she begins school next year. S&P futures are down 18, Dow futures off 155. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy.
And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Get thee over to the Dean's Report. DeanObidala.substack.com is the website. And, of course, DeanOfRadio.com will get you all things Dean Obidala. Dean, my colleague on and buddy on SiriusXM Progress, Channel 127 right here, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. He's also a columnist with CNN and a contributor with the New Republic. And he's got an amazing new piece out over at that Substack site I was telling you about. And just by coincidence, he's on the line with us. Dean, welcome back.
Thanks very much. I was inspired by you to do a Substack newsletter. I'm not kidding, because I was doing things on MailChimp, and it's a different type of platform. It's more for in-copper marketing. And I kept getting your emails. I'm like, why am I not on Substack? So over the holidays, that's when I went over to Substack.
Good idea.
I'm there now, and I appreciate it. You've recommended my newsletter, and I've recommended your page as well on Substack. So, and your stuff is great.
Well, thank
everyone
you.
Should subscribe.
Thank you. So tell me about Jim Jordan. You just peeled the bark off of this guy in this piece. It's titled "Jim Jordan Shouldn't Be the Chair of the House Judiciary Committee. He should be a defendant in a criminal trial for his role in attempting to overturn the 2020 election." Why?
It's that simple, Tom. Why? We all know. Everyone listening to your show is smart. They know the why of all this. Look, Jim. First of all, Republicans picked 11 of the 17 House committees are election deniers. But Jim Jordan is far more than election denier. He didn't just vote not to certify the results. He was an active part of the conspiracy to defraud the United States and the conspiracy to obstruct Congress. And those are two of the four crimes the January 6th committee has referred to the Department of Justice to prosecute Donald Trump. What I mean by that, Tom, is the January 6th committee, people go look. It's at page 140. You want to check it out. It's free online. You can read that page, those pages of the report. Jim Jordan is laid out as a significant player in the effort to overturn the election. That's the language of the January 6th committee. This guy not only traveled to other states to spew lies about the election, he was involved in the planning. He was involved. He led a conference call on January 2nd, just days before the attack, laid out in the January 6th report with members of Congress and Trump on how to stop the January 6th certification. He then had a phone call with Trump afterwards, one-on-one for 18 minutes. Days later, he's doing more, texting Mark Meadows and speaking to members of Congress. So January 6th committee talks about trying to delay or overturn the election results. In no other country does this guy walk free. I mean, it's remarkable Donald Trump walks free. This is a man who is a co-conspirator in two of the four crimes the January 6th committee has laid out. There's no doubt. I said there's a lawyer. He's done everything for conspiracy. They've agreed on a goal that was illegal, overturning the election. And he took overt acts in furtherance of that illegal goal. That's the definition of a criminal conspiracy. It is an injustice that Merrick Garland has not even examined people like Jim Jordan. I have to say that. And that's why Jim Jordan should literally be a defendant right now with Donald Trump in a criminal conspiracy trial. But then again, Donald Trump isn't charged for anything, and we're 2 years, 11 days since January 6th, because I count it every day.
Yeah, we're talking with Dean Obidala. Dean, why do you think it is that Garland has not put Jim Jordan in front of a grand jury?
Well, if he's a target, he won't, technically, if he's truly a target. But why is Merrick Garland waited 2 years and 11 days and we still don't have any charges. Why did he wait almost 2 years from January 6th to appoint a special counsel? He got sworn in March of 2021, but he knew as soon as he got sworn in, Merrick Garland, that Donald Trump was going to run again in 2024. He understood the political dynamic. At that point, I was actually calling for him for a special counsel then, because everything you read about Merrick Garland, he's an institutionalist. And the last thing he wants to do is charge a former president. And I get that. And I actually respect that. And the choice at the time, a year and a half ago, would have been pick then a special counsel. Now we'd have charges and Trump's trial would be coming up. So, you know, Merrick Garland, he's got his Federalist buddies. I mean, there's no disputing that. He is a moderate. He's an institutionalist. Whatever you want to say, he doesn't have what it takes to hold a former president accountable. It's never happened before in American history, and Merrick Garland's just not that person who's going to do it. And that's why a different time, Merrick Garland would have been a great AG. Just the wrong time for him. He's not a bad person. I don't hate the guy. Just the wrong AG at this time.
Yeah, it seems to me sometimes that, you know, Democrats are not just bringing a knife to a gunfight. They're bringing a ping pong paddle. It just blows my mind. But, you know, as an attorney, what could be done outside of Merrick Garland? I mean, you know, it's you always hear about, you know, lawsuits being launched by people. I mean, couldn't any American sue Jim Jordan for participating in a conspiracy to deprive us of our democracy?
I think you have a great case under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which could ban him from the ballot going forward. And that's not a pipe dream. I wrote about it for MSNBC. I write for everywhere now at this point. Write? I wrote an article a few months ago when in New Mexico, a judge there did a great analysis of someone who went on January 6th, was part of the attack, was convicted of a crime, and he was an elected official, a Republican. And after like a 3-day trial, having historians on testify what insurrection meant under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to ban someone, found this person had violated that and removed them from office and banned them from ever being on the ballot again. And that's being appealed. But that case is a great template. And I think people in Ohio, especially in Jim Jordan's district, should talk to people there. You're going to find organizations. In fact, that organization, I think Free Speech, are the ones that brought the lawsuit. They are looking forward to doing this. They did it against Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's important.
They failed, though, when they did it against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But Jim Jordan was a member of Congress at the time. The Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is you've got to be a member of Congress or the government at the time of your actions to support an insurrection. Marjorie Taylor Greene was not sworn in until January 3rd of 2021. So she was only a member of government for 3 days. How much of a role did she really play? Jim Jordan was a longtime member of Congress. What the January 6th committee lays out, he was a repeated and regular part of the conspiracy to overturn our election. If this Section 3 14th Amendment applies to anyone, it applies to Donald Trump and applies to Jim Jordan. Maybe some others, but certainly Jim Jordan, it should. And I hope in Ohio somebody sues him and let him go defend himself in court. Let him have to testify under oath to defend himself the way Marjorie Taylor Greene did.
You know, if he was a Democrat, there would be 16 right-wing Republican billionaires lined up ready to fund that lawsuit and take it all the way to the Supreme Court and everything else.
Imagine a Democratic president did exactly what Donald Trump did after January 6th. Does anyone think we'd be 2 years and 11 days later and a Republican attorney general would have not charged that Democratic president? If he had not charged that Democratic former president, Republicans would have driven him out of office. Fox News would have driven him out of office. Instead, we have Democrats who want to let the process play out, and I'm for that. I get it's not an episode of Law and Order, but folks, we're 2 years and 11 days from January 6th. They could have put their resources in and charged Trump within a year and a half. You could have made the case by then. There's no doubt about it. And I've talked to former federal prosecutors who've told me that very thing. So I defer to them. They're former federal prosecutors. I was never a former federal prosecutor. The case could have been made by now. Merrick Garland just did not make it a priority until really Cassidy Hutchinson testified last summer. That, the reporting shows, that really made the investigation get stepped up in DOJ. And that's a failure by DOJ, by Merrick Garland, not
I'm with you. We're talking with Dean Obidala, my colleague and buddy with right here on Sirius XM, Channel 127 Progress. He's on the air every night, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you haven't caught his show, be sure to do so. Dean, give us an overview of the spectrum of complicity, criminal and otherwise, between people like Jim Jordan, who was actively involved in planning January 6th, or at least you're asserting that, I believe, and interacting with Donald Trump, you know, through that period of time, versus you know, some random congressperson who didn't, you know, was not in on the whole thing, you know, like Tuberville and all these other guys, but did vote to say, no, we're not going to certify Joe Biden. I mean, that's the spectrum. Where on that spectrum do different levels of liability occur, and where might people be vulnerable on that spectrum?
For someone who simply voted not to certify the election results, and they did that after the actual violent attack, I can't see any criminality.
Right.
Or even if they made a few statements about, I think there's fraud or there's irregularities, I don't see any criminality. You have to have, for a conspiracy, overt actions in furtherance of the criminal goal. Certainly, Jim Jordan, definitely. I mean, I think that arguably there's a good faith basis to criminally investigate this guy, and I wish DOJ would do that. Some of the others, Scott Perry referring some of a congressman, referring, you know, I think it was John Eastman or others with some theories. It might not be enough because you have to really be actively involved. From the January 6th report, I'm telling you, I don't think there's anyone who was a member of Congress as involved. Apart from Congress, you have Mark Meadows. His fingerprints are everywhere. Mm. You have John Eastman, who should be charged by now. Rudy Giuliani. You have others of that ilk and that circle who certainly should be charged. Of members of Congress, Jim Jordan really stands out. And to remind people, Jim Jordan refused to testify in response to the January 6th committee's subpoena. And the January 6th committee, they closed their investigation, referring him to the Ethics Committee, which now the Republicans have gutted. They also referred Kevin McCarthy. To remind people, Kevin McCarthy, while not involved in the planning of January 6th, there's no evidence of that, he blew off the January 6th committee subpoena as well. So I hope in the House Judiciary Committee, where he is chair, Jim Jordan, that people treat his subpoenas the same way he treated the January 6th committee subpoena, and blow it off and let them go to court. And I'm not recommending the average person, you should listen to a subpoena. But for some people who have the wherewithal, maybe they can treat Jim Jordan the way he treated.
But there have been people who've gone to prison for defying congressional subpoenas.
Yeah, it's Steve Bannon, who was convicted of that, and he's out, you know, helping a coup in Brazil. We're looking at Brazil. They opened up a formal investigation into Bolsonaro within 8 or 9 days afterward. Yep. The Supreme Court approved that. And they arrested 1,200 people within a matter of days, including government officials, suspending them. The message sent from that, Tom, is if you attempt a coup and end our democracy, we're going to take it really serious. We're going to charge you, investigate you, freeze your assets, what they want to do to Bolsonaro now.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, what's the message? 2 years and 11 days later, not one charge, nothing.
Yeah.
That message is either what Trump did wasn't a crime or what he did wasn't that big of a deal. And I think in both cases, that's false. I think it was a crime. I think it's January 6th committee lays out four crimes. Donald Trump should be charged. And Merrick Garland, he has failed us in this regard. In other areas, he might be doing a good job, but in this area, he's failed us.
Yeah, I'm with you. The great Dino Vidala, SiriusXM, 6 to 9 p.m. Check out dinovidala.substack.com and deanofradio.com.
Thanks, Tom.
Find all about all. You're welcome, Dean. Thanks so much for dropping by. Great having you with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, crazy alert. Republicans are now saying that there's aborted fetuses in our food supply. Honest to God, I got to tell you about this. Stick around. And welcome.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed one in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, ManCrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts that he's going to love. One of my favorites from ManCrates is the hot sauce making kit, because I put hot sauce on everything. Or the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Or the Grillmaster crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15, RADIO15, at ManCrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's right, 15% off when you just use the code RADIO15 at ManCrates.com. And welcome back. Oh my, so many weird things going on in so little time. Remember a week or so ago, there have been a number of things that the Republicans have gotten hysterical about. A week or so ago, it was some Republican legislator someplace wanted to pass a law saying that if an aborted fetus is still alive, then a doctor can't kill it. Well, A, aborted fetuses aren't alive. It's a thing that doesn't happen. And B, even if it did happen in the hypothetical, once it's born, killing it is considered murder. So it's already illegal. But nonetheless, they wanted to pass this law because they wanted to basically imply that doctors were taking living, breathing, viable babies and executing them, which is, does not happen in America. Now they got a new one. This is down in Texas. Senator Bob Hall of Texas, he's got to win our prize for Idiot of the Week. He has proposed a law saying that when foods contain aborted fetuses, they have to be labeled. Right, right. He says, this is a quote from him. He says, unfortunately, many Texans are unknowingly consuming products that either contain human fetal parts or were developed using human fetal parts. Right. So Huffington Post got a hold of this piece of legislation and his speech, and they reached out to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and said, tell us about food containing human tissue. And the FDA said, and I quote, there are no conditions under which the FDA would consider human fetal tissue to be safe or legal for human or animal consumption. Period. Full stop. End of debate. But Hall, he's hanging on it. He's sticking with it. He says, a well-informed consumer can make whatever choice they decide on purchasing a product so long as they have all the information on hand to make that choice. Right. Back in 2012, a Republican in Oklahoma tried a similar piece of legislation. You got to label the food products that have fetuses in them. That's cannibalism. We're not, you know, we don't engage in cannibalism in the United States. It doesn't happen. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe occasionally you get somebody like John Wayne Gacy or somebody, but, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, we put them in prison. But we don't, you know, sell their products at Kroger. Come on. I mean, this is just another attempt to get the word fetus in the headlines and grandstand on an issue and let all of these poor misinformed Republicans are going, oh my God, really? Holy cow. I mean, you know, when I look at the menu at McDonald's, it doesn't say fetuses on there. I don't get it. Is it in the pork and beans? I mean, can you imagine how confusing this must be to a Republican in Texas? Or Oklahoma, or anywhere in the country. Incredible. All righty, 200 plus millionaires at Davos have said, tax us. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I will pick up your phone calls. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions sessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A showdown's looming in Washington, with the government expected to reach its debt ceiling today. Republicans want budget cuts before increasing the borrowing limit. Democrats say that'll risk default. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
They're threatening to kill millions of jobs and 401k plans by trying to hold the debt limit hostage.
A massive winter storm's pounding the Midwest. This man's at the airport in Denver.
I don't think I'll make it. You know, we've been over it, kind of looking at hotels and just kind of waiting to see what the waiting game will probably be.
New Zealanders reacting after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced she's resigning.
I'd like to think her legacy will be her response to COVID and how well that showed everyone overseas how to do it.
Ardern says she wants to marry her partner and see their 4-year-old daughter when she goes off to school next year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. So at Davos today, in addition to cinema and mansion high-fiving each other, 200 millionaires, more than 200 millionaires, actually, co-signed a letter, people from 13 countries, published an open letter yesterday calling on the world leaders there to raise their taxes, to raise the taxes on those very rich people. This is a group from these global millionaires. It was hand-delivered to the World Economic Forum to all of the attendees. They said, and I quote, "We are living in an age of extremes. Rising poverty and widening wealth inequality, the rise of anti-democratic nationalism, extreme weather and ecological decline, deep vulnerabilities in our shared social systems, and the shrinking opportunity for billions of ordinary people to earn a living wage. Why, in this age of multiple crises, do you continue to tolerate extreme wealth? The solution is plain for all to see," they write. "Tax the ultra-rich and do it now. It's simple, common sense economics. It is an investment in our common good and a better future that we all deserve. And as millionaires, we want to make that investment." End of quote. This follows a study that came out Monday from Oxfam, Oxfam International, showing that the top 1% globally took in $26 trillion out of the $42 trillion in new wealth that has been created over the last 2 years, since 2020. So the world got $42 trillion richer, and $26 trillion of that $42 trillion went exclusively to the top 1%. And, you know, I mean, that's even more than all the rest that was grabbed by the bottom 99%. Abigail Disney, the granddaughter of Walt, a documentary film person, member of the Patriotic Millionaires. She's been a guest on this program. She's quite outspoken about this. She said, "I've been to Davos. I've sat in the same room. They talk about how they can make a difference. So I can say this with firsthand experience. Davos is a farce." Really? This is, you know, a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire, I'm not sure, but very, very wealthy young woman. And she says, "Until Davos attendees start talking about taxing the rich, the entire gathering will remain a very public example of how out of touch they really are." Morris Pearl, who has also been a guest on this program many times, he was the co-founder of Patriotic Millionaires, he said, quote, "The World Economic Forum meeting in Davos has become largely irrelevant, little more than an exercise in self-congratulation for the world's elites to convince themselves that they're making a difference. They refuse to accept an obvious truth. The cause of inequality is the rich getting richer and richer without paying taxes. If the world leaders and billionaires at Davos want the world to start taking them seriously, they need to earn that respect. That starts with taking inequality seriously and taxing the rich." And this, you know, from a guy who's very, very rich. So there you go. What are we going to do with this? Which also raises a question, and I'll pose this. I've mentioned this before on the program. I've never made money in the stock market. I've generally avoided the stock market most of my life. It's just not, you know, my thing, I guess. So I'm not wise about investing particularly. I mean, there's a lot of things I know a lot about. Investing is not one of them. But I'm wondering, you know, if you're in the market and you think that the Republicans are going to crash the economy, is it time to sell? And if so, are we seeing that signal? Are other people now bailing out of the market or getting ready to bail out of the market? Is, you know, I guess I need to read the Financial Times or something for this. But I'm looking for some sign that genuinely rich people in America are starting to take seriously this threat that the Republicans in the House of Representatives represent to our republic and to our economy. And, you know, so far I'm not seeing the evidence of it. But, you know, like I said, I'm not a sophisticated investor type. I can talk politics all day long and history and macroeconomics. But, you know, micro, not my thing. Anyhow, John in Chicago. Let's pick up your calls. John in Chicago. Hey, John, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to say I don't think that the wealthy want stability for the people. They want money for themselves. Thomas Paine actually pointed out in his Common Sense that the idea that feudalism was a stable system was actually all an illusion. They didn't have the weapons or the capacity for mass destruction that we have today, but they were in constant wars and constant battles. And World War I was partially a disaster because they thought it would be like all the other wars, and they let it go into almost a society-destroying thing, which is why it was called the Last War, because no one would believe that they would do anything that destructive ever again.
Yeah.
And today, we have the financial crisis. We have Republicans causing multiple government shutdowns, always threatening to destroy the world economy whenever they get the House of Representatives. We had COVID, in which trillions of dollars went to the wealthy while most people suffered, and really it was one of the most destabilizing event. It was the most destabilizing event in my lifetime, but the system stayed the same, and the wealthy got wealthier, which creates a kind of a question of moral hazard, where if they are not going to pay any price whenever anything goes badly, why would they prevent anything from going badly? You know, I also went to Marjorie Merriweather Post's mansion one time, and she was at Russia during the time of the Russian Revolution, and she got tons of Fabergé eggs for nothing because it was at a time when they didn't value money. So, I mean, part of it is, like you said before, we should watch what they're doing, because they may have the perception that they're going to benefit whatever happens, just as long as they know what goes down.
Yeah, I made yesterday in my op-ed that historically, I mean, some of the largest fortunes in America were made or amplified dramatically in the Republican Great Depression of the 1930s, because it was a buying opportunity. If you had a lot of cash and, you know, the price of stocks were rock bottom, price of real estate was rock bottom, you know, people were being foreclosed left and right. I mean, there was another buying opportunity in 2008, 2009, when George W. Bush crashed the economy with the Bush crash. And that's when the hedge funds started getting into commercial and residential real estate in a big way, especially residential real estate. And, you know, that's still echoing to this day. I think that, you know, the genuinely rich, the morbidly rich, the seriously rich, I don't think that they're afraid of a stock market crash at all. I mean, you know, I published that piece on Daily Kos day before yesterday, and somebody came on and said, "Oh, the very rich will not tolerate the Republicans crashing the economy because they'd lose all their money in the stock market." And I'm like, "No, they won't. They'll see it coming. They'll bail out of the stock market. They'll put their, you know, they'll park their money in their money bins, and then once the market goes from 32,000 down to 16,000, they'll buy in." I mean, it's and ride it back up again, and I never assume that, you know, rich people are going to save us is the bottom line. John, thank you. Excellent points, all. Alan in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
I cannot believe that there's nothing that the citizens of this country can do. If you have senators and congresspeople who were complicit in trying to overthrow their government, and then they continue to sit on committees and write bills of the same government, and now some of them are actually running the committees to investigate them.
Yeah, Jim Jordan.
I don't get that.
This is the Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass, right? It's the backward telescope. This is the GOP when they have the power to govern. This is how they govern. They're telling us what they will do if we give them even more power, which is they will tear things down. They'll turn the whole world upside down. They'll, you know, up is down, right is wrong.
Is voting the only thing that the citizens do? Wait another 2 years for, you know, to see if we can get enough seats to get something done?
No.
Or we have, you know, is that the only thing we need, can do as citizens?
Alan, we need movement politics. We need people to involve themselves with movements. And there's a lot of great movements out there that have to do with, you know, they tend to be in niches, right? Like there's the environmental movement, there's the democracy movement, there's the Anti-Citizens United movement, there's all these, you know, racial justice movement. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, gay rights movement. There's all sorts of movements, and getting, if just, you know, a larger percentage, if just double the, you know, right now probably fewer than, I don't know, I'm just pulling numbers out of the air here, but I'm guessing probably fewer than 5 or 6% of Americans are involved in any kind of movement politics. And if you were to just double that number, the impact would be tremendous. This is what Donald Trump did. He created a movement. He created a white supremacy movement. Or he didn't create it. I mean, it predated him by centuries, but he brought it into the fore. He brought people to it. And you know,
something needs to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
I
am with you, Alan. Thank you for the call. Amazing. Yeah, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond briefly to the pro-Trump supporter that you had on about 45 or 50 minutes ago.
Yeah, John.
Okay. My point's a small one. Whether or not Donald Trump declassified the documents that are found to be in his possession, and whether he did it by ESP or through the proper procedures in writing, he still does not have the right to be in possession of them. The Presidential Records Act of 1977 says that all of those papers are the property of the federal government, we the people, and he's not entitled to have them in his possession when he leaves the White House. In addition, the folders themselves are documents, because any experienced intelligence professional can read all the various things that are printed on the cover and glean some insights into our intelligence procedures. Often people also make notes on those folders. So it's just as reprehensible for him to be in possession of those when the 77 Act says he cannot have them.
Right, and which is why Joe Biden's lawyers, as soon as they found these documents, immediately notified the National Archives, said, "We've got these documents. We shouldn't have them. We want to turn them over to you today." And which is the exact opposite of what Trump did. And I don't know. I can't understand why the media keeps ignoring this fact.
Well, here's a metaphor that I heard, and I wish I could remember the attorney's name so that I could credit him with this, to compare Biden and Trump in this matter. Said in Biden's case, it's like somebody walked too close to a table with a glass of milk on it, hit it with their hip as they were going by, and the glass of milk spilled into somebody's lap. That would be the equivalent of a civil tort. Maybe some damages might accrue.
Right, a tort being an injury.
In the case of Trump, the long list of violations included with his holding of these documents, including first lying about them, having them, and then refusing subpoenas, and finally having to give in to a search warrant, and then having his lawyer sign a paper that said, okay, you got everything and there's nothing left, and then you find there's more. Okay, this is equivalent to walking by the table, picking up the glass of milk and throwing it in somebody's face, which is a felony. Okay, right. It's assault and battery.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I said. I would add one thing to your list, George, and that is that at the very beginning of this process, Donald Trump intentionally took these documents and folders with him to Florida. He has said this, that he took them. He said this yesterday that he thought they would be great mementos. And, you know, on other occasions, he said that he took them because he had declassified them or whatnot. So he's admitted on multiple occasions. Joe Biden, when he discovered that there were documents, you know, still floating around from his time as VP, he was horrified. He was like, holy cow, I don't know how those things got there. And I mean, you know, now, of course, the grand witch hunt will begin and we will find out how those things got there. But, you know, the difference is just night and day.
And the difference is intent.
Yep.
That is what is so crucial here.
Yep. Yep. Benign intent versus criminal intent. Is that how you'd phrase it, George?
Well, somebody overlooks something. There's no intent to steal there.
Right.
And in
there
Trump's case, like you said, he did it on purpose.
There you go. George, thank you. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We'll be right back 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us.
but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, that remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, and this is so true of cruising and particularly true of American Cruise Lines, you'll be treated to authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine and just extraordinary food throughout your entire journey. Throughout the all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today over at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Robert in Philadelphia. Hey, Robert, what's up? Robert? In Philadelphia, watching on YouTube. I got no Robert. Going once, going twice. Okay, Jake in Portland. Hey, Jake, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I actually really like
Soylent Green. Soylent Green's a really good movie.
Been a long time.
I did want to. It's a good one. You should watch it. It's a little close to home, honestly. But I did want to bring up the actual specifics of it, which, you know, it's not aborted babies that they're putting in our food, but it is the human embryonic kidney cell, human embryonic kidney 293 cells, HEK293. It's a company based out of California. They use biotechnology. It's called Cinemex. And basically what they've partnered with, like Pepsi, Frito-Lay, all these massive food producers, and they use these kidney cells to detect and enhance flavors, is what the company says. And so it is a little interesting.
Jake,
because
I think you're reading too much on the internet.
I'm reading this from maybe
they are using something like that to I don't even know. Jake, thank you. I'll have to look into it. I appreciate the call. Suzanne in Dublin, Ohio. Hey, Suzanne, what's on your mind?
Yes, while I was on hold, I had other thoughts, and I'm trying to get them in congruent where they don't go off in different tangents. But about the morbidly rich.
Yes.
The morbidly rich, I think some, you know, there's a lot of difference. They don't all think alike, just like no one group ever agrees on everything. But, you know, some of it is just they are insensitive because they've always had money. They don't know what it is to not have money. And they don't know what it's like for the average man to struggle to survive. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of Marie Antoinette when she couldn't understand why they were rioting, you know, because they didn't have bread. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, give them cake.
Right.
And it reminds me of a quote in Howard Hughes' movie, The Aviator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where, you know, he's eating with the Hepburn family, and they made some comment that they were irritated with him because, or were condescending to him because he was talking about money, and they said, well, we don't care about money, and he got up and left the table, Howard Hughes, and said, but the reason you don't care about money is because you've always had it.
Right.
But the reason that I... privilege. Yes, and... But the thought that I first called with, and my mind wandered as I was on hold, was, I think another thing that goes on, I learned late in college, was, oh, you're getting a heartbreak.
Yeah, sorry.
A population explosion from the beginning of mankind till 1995. That population, within 150 years from that time, was going to double on the Earth.
Yeah. The numbers are breathtaking, Suzanne. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Tag, we're it, right? So get out there, get active, tag, you're it too. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
Hi, friends. Tom.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.